Parshas Bahaloisro gives us a chance to think a little bit about the structure of Chumash. Specifically, I think maybe in one of the earlier shiurim we touched on this question already once, why the Torah is divided into five sforim. We have Bereshis, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamid, Borim, and don't really know why we need those five sforim. Why not just make one safer? What would we have lost? Now, that's something which needs, and over here in Baal Oisra, we're going to have a chance to think about that. Let's go into the Pasha itself, and we'll see that by Chamishim, which is Peret Yud, Osuk Yud Aleph, we have Vayihi Bashono Hashenis Bachoydesh Hashene, Esrim Bachoydesh, Nalo Heonon Me'al Mishkan Hoedus. Now that's a great moment, because this is the first time that the actual Masoros are taking place. In Bamidbar and Nosai, we learned all about the division into the Machaneh, and we learned the makeup of the various Degolim, how the traveling was supposed to take place. And here in the middle of Baal Oisro Chamishi, we have the actual first movement of Klal Yisrael actually moving in accordance with what the Rebbeinu Shalom had taught them ought to be the Seder. The Seder starts with the Onan lifting itself up from the Mishkan, and then gradually they start going. Vayisadega Machane b'nei Yehuda b'rishayna, v'al tzevo mate b'nei Yisocha, Nesanel ben Tzur, v'al tzevo mate b'nei Zvulon, Eliyahu ben Chelon, and so on. And we go through the whole Seder of the Messiah of the traveling. Then we have in Posuk Choftes, Vayom Moshe Lechovu ben Ruel HaMidyoni Chosen Moshe, that's Yisrael, and he says, look, why don't you come with us to Eretz Yisrael? And that's a little self-contained parsha in its own. Then, in Posuk Lamed Hei, we have Vayihi ben Soya Ho'orayn, Vayom Moshe Kumu Hashem v'yofutzo Evecho, v'yonuso Misanecho Mipono Yoma, Shuva Hashem Rivavos Alfei Yisrael, we have those two psukim. And those two psukim are bracketed between two nuns, two upside-down nuns, and that, of course, needs to be analyzed why that is so. Specifically, that is a dugya in Shabbos, kuftes vov omet beis, tonu rabbonan, yavibreise, vahim in soya ho'oroin, vayom emoshe, pasha zu osolo ha-kodesh bochus simonios milmalu ulamata. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave this pasha, namely Vayihi ben Soya and the Vunucho Yoma, pasha consisting of just two psukim. The Rebbeinu Shalom made simonios milmalo near the beginning, ulamata near the end. Loimer lecho to tell you, she'ein zu mekoima, that this is not the appropriate place. Meaning that we have two psukim over here, which are she'loi bimkoimam, which ought to have been someplace else and not over here. And the Torah indicates that to us by bracketing them off from the rest of the text by two nunim. Now, what does it mean that this is not Mekoimo, this is not the right place? So Rashi says, She'ein zu Mekoimo, She'ein ru'uya lekan. Over here, this is not the place where we would have expected to find directions of what the Moshe Rabbeinu said when the Machaneh started traveling, and what he said when they came to rest. The lav ba'alichos masois mishkoi elmina, that immediately before these two psukim, we're not talking about the theories of how the masois are supposed to take place. So where did it belong? Elo b'degolim hoisoru uyo likosef b'pashas Bamidbar Sinai. When the Pasha in Bamidbar Sinai tells us about how the degolim were arranged, that would have been a good place to tell us that when the Orion started traveling within the structure of the way the Torah lays down there, so when the Orion left, Moshe said, Kum Hashem v'yofutza evecha, or was supposed to say, Kum Hashem v'yofutza evecha, and when it came to rest, he was supposed to say, Shuvah Hashem rivvas alfei Yisrael. So, Moshe is saying that this is really not the place, because although, as we'll see in a moment, and we said it before already, we are actually talking at this point that the Machaneh started moving, but apparently what the Gemara over here, the Braisa, holds that it is not Mekoima, what it means is, although we are talking about the first movement, and we would say, well, so that's the first time that the Oran was lifted up to travel, and that is when Moshe Rabbeinu said this. But this Braisa seems to hold that this belongs into the theoretical structuring of the Masa. In Parashat Bamidbar, when it says in theory, how is all this supposed to happen? So we would have expected that the Torah should say, and when the Oroin is lifted up to start traveling, Moshe Rabbeinu should say, Kumu Hashem Yofutzai Recha, and when it gets back, he's supposed to say, Yuvah Hashem Rivavas Alfa Yisrael. So this is not the right place for telling us this Seder of what Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to say at that point. That's the Tanakhama in the Braisa. Rabbi Omer, Loimin Hashem Hosei. That's not the reason why it's bracketed off. Elo Mipnei, Shesefer Choshefu Bifnei Atzmai. So, to tell us that it's safer by itself, that we have a little safer over here, which is not part of Bamidbar. More is going to say in a moment that when we say that the Chumash is divided into five Sforim, which we said before, it's not really true. In other words, Chumash is not really the best, because there are really seven Sforim. Reishis and Shemois, one Sefer each. Vayikra, one Sefer each, so we have three. Then we have Bamidbar, consisting of three Sforim, the part before Venucha Yoma, before Vayi Ben Soya. Then Vayi Ben Soya and the Venucha Yoma, which is Sefer by itself. And then the part after these two Psukim. So Bamidbar is really divided into three separate Sforim. So three and three make six, and then the Vorim is one is seven, and that is what the Posuk is Meramis to when it says in Mishle, Chotzvo Amudeo Shiva, that the Rebbe Yisrael made the pillars of the Torah into seven, that goes according to the second man, the Omer and the Brayis, not the Tanakhama, because Tanakhama does not hold that it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai, but it's simply bracketed off to tell us that this is not Mekoima. Thinking Rebbe holds, no, it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. But Midbar is really three Sforim, and our Chumash is not the best thing to call our Torah, because Chumash is based on a five Sefer division, and the Rebbe holds over here that the Torah is divided not into five Sforim, but into seven Sforim. What is the Rebbe mean when he says, no, loy min Hashem huzeh? So Rashi explains, because loy zeh Hashem shel tameh ha-simonios. The mekoyma hu bepasha zu, right? Because on the contrary, this is an ideal place to put it. Betchilas maso shenosu meh ha-sinai. Ayra ha-kosov le'el mino. Hi bechodesh ha-sheni, shonu ha-shenis be'esrodesh na'le yonah. So Rebbe says, look, in practical terms, this is an excellent place to put it, because this is where we have the first description of the first journey. There is a very good place for it. So it's not cordoned off because it's not Mekoima, but it's cordoned off to tell us that it's a separate. So that's very, very interesting. You'd want to know exactly what is the theory in which the Tanakhama and Rebbe are arguing. Tanakhama seems to hold that it's Ein Zu Mekoima, because it doesn't really belong here where we learn about the actual Masa. It should have come earlier where we learn about the theories of how the Masa is structured. Rebbe holds, no, on the contrary. It's great over here, it belongs over here, but it's bracketed off from the rest of the text to tell us that it's a safer before. We would need to know what exactly does that mean. What sense is it a safer Bifnei Atzma? Pause of explaining that, I'd like to maybe offer an alternative pshat to the one Rashi. Of Rashi learns, loy min Hashem huzeh, that the bracketing is not because it's shloy bimkoima, because on the contrary, it is bimkoima. That's how Rashi learns, that that's the machlokes. Tanakhama holds it's shloy bimkoima, Rebbe holds it's bimkoima. Maybe we can learn that Rebbe is moide that it's shloy bimkoima, but says that that would not be the reason for putting the simonim around it. Because we often find that, for example, chronology is not the only system by which the Torah is organized. So we find things in the Torah which are in different places than we would have expected to find them. Invariably, we can find a reason for that. So suppose that the reason why it's bracketed off is not because it's in the... could be that it's in the wrong place from the point of view of chronology. Still, it's bracketed off, not for that reason, but to tell us that it's a safer Bifnei Atzma. I want to offer a suggestion. What it means is that it's a safer Bifnei Atzma. Why would there be a safer with two psukim in it? Really, that has enormous consequences, like we said. It has the consequence that the Torah is not made up of five Sforim, but it's made up of seven Sforim, Chototzevo, Amudeo, Shiva. Very, very interesting, very chiddushing. Why put a new Sefer right here, bang in the middle of Bamidbar? In other words, if we don't know this Gemara, we've never been troubled why Vayhi ben Sarah is where it is, either because it's here, Shulai ben Kaima, or because it fits into the story. So why, if it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzma, put the Sefer Bifnei Atzma in the middle of a perfectly logically structured Sefer? So in order to answer that question, ask ourselves, what is the function of the Sforim? We asked that at the beginning of here today. Why do we have to have five Sforim? Why, what would be wrong if the Torah would be only one long Sefer? Well, the truth is that we have Chazalan which explain that. That is, that each Sefer, Medrash, that each Sefer projects the Ribbono Shel Olam a certain way to us. Therefore, each Sefer is a self-contained sugya. One shows us how we are to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam in five different ways. Because we have the famous posuk in Devarim, Kel ha-godol, ha-gibber, v'ha-noira, oisemishpat ge'yosam v'almona. We have the Ribbono Shel Olam described as Okel ha-godol, we have him described as ha-gibber, we have him described as ha-noira, and we have him described as Oysa Mishpat Ge Yosam Valmona. So, what does all that mean? Petrus says, and the Maral explains, that Sefer Bereshis tells us about the Ribbono Shel Olam in his capacity of being Hokel HaGodol. Because Gadlus of the Ribbono Shel Olam is expressed in the Ribbono Shel Olam as a Boire Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam as a creator is appropriately described as Hokel HaGodol, I guess, because greatness puts him above the whole world. So you have the entire cosmos, you have the entire physical world, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is greater than the world because he created the world. So Kel HaGodol describes the Ribbono Shel Olam as creator. Kel HaYid, who wants to really take his Avodas Hashem seriously, would have to learn Parshas or Sefer Bereshis with an eye to recognizing the Ribbono Shel Olam as creator. I think we said in an earlier shiur, the Ramban Shitta, that he calls the Sefer Bereshis the Sefer HaYetzirah, and he says that there are two aspects of Yetzirah in that Sefer, physical creation of the world in Parshas Bereshis, and then the creation of Jewish history through the Maaseh Ovos Simon Lebonim. So Bereshis is a Sefer HaYetzirah, and therefore Ho'el HaGodol describes Sefer Bereshis. Gibor describes Sefer Shemois, because HaGibor means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a strong Ribbono Shel Olam and can impose his will on all his creatures. Ribbono Shel Olam's, if we use the word in quotation marks, victory over Pharaoh, which is the subject matter of Sefer Shemois. The Ramban calls it the Sefer HaGeula, which means the Geula of the redemption. One way of looking at the Geula would be to look at it, Sefer of victory, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is victorious over Paroi. And that is an expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam as Gibor. Now, again, we talked about the Ramban already, I think, earlier in some of the earlier Shiurim. What does the Mishkan have to do with Sefer Shemois? So, that's part of the Geula, the Ramban said the Yesod, that they can't really be considered Geulim until the Shekhinah is once more Shoire among them. And that is why Sefer Shemois is constituted as it is. And that is the Sefer which is Keneged HaGibor. Then you have Hanoiro, that's Sefer Vayikra. It's the Sefer of Korbonus, of the whole Avoida in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. And Al explains that the Avoida of Korbonus shows the Ribbono Shel Olam as Noiro. What does Noiro mean? Noiro means that he is awe-inspiring. Noiro is a word that is formed from the Shoyrish Yud Resh Aleph, which means to fear. So Noiro is the feared God, the one in whom we have to stand in awe. And the idea is that the Avodas HaKorbonos, the way the Ramban explains it over there, the Maral explains it over there, is that when we bring Korbonos, what we're really saying is that really, relative to the Ribbono Shel Olam, his Ichud, his Tichness, his Oneness, so the whole world ought to go up in smot all to sacrifice ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Can't do that because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be alive, and therefore we sacrifice korbanos to him. Not go into the whole issue of korbanos over here, because that obviously is a wide-ranging subject of which I know very little. But that is the first three sforim of the Torah, Bereishis HaKel HaGodal, Shemais HaGibba, Vayikra HaNoira. Then we have Oysa Mishpat Ge Yosef Almana, that is Sefer Bamidbar, because that describes the Ribbono Shel Olam as a Mashkiach, as somebody who cares about his creatures and looks after them. So that is the Ribbono Shel Olam as Oysa Mishpat Ge Yosef Almana. Midbar is the story, it's really essentially a narrative, Sefer. It tells us about how the Ribbono Shel Olam looked after us in the Midbar. And that is where we come to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam as a Mashkiach. Those are the four titles which the Ribbono Shel Olam receives in Sefer Dvorim over there. Okay, Lagodah, Lagibah, Vanoira, Oysa Mishpat. And so what about Sefer Dvorim? Sefer Dvorim is a Mishneh Torah. I'll explain. So that is Keilu, a rehash of the earlier four Sforim. Now there are many shittas about that, what exactly it means. Dvorim is a Mishneh Torah. But again, that does not have to detain us over here. So now we know why the Torah is divided into five different Sforim. Because all those Sforim, the first four, reduce us to different aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If the Torah, instead of being divided into Sforim, would simply have been one long Sefer, there would have been nothing illogical about what we are told, but what we would have lost is the fact that this Sugya clarifies the Ribbono Shel Olam to us to the extent that the Ribbono Shel Olam can be clarified to us as the Kel HaGodal, Gibber, Vanoyo, and so on. That's good. Now we can return to our question. What is it that makes Vayhi Ben Soya and Uvnuchama the Sefer? Now we've got the structure of the five Sforim. Now we're suddenly faced with seven Sforim, which your question is, what is the concept of the middle Sefer in the middle of Bamidbar? We explain why the beginning of Bamidbar precedes that, why the end of Bamidbar does that, and that is a very, very important. Those of you who want to follow that up, try and learn the Hakdama of the Netziv on his Perush to Chumash, Bamidbar. He learns that the beginning of Bamidbar, the pre-Vayhi Ben Soya, end of Bamidbar, the post of Anuchaya, are two Sforim in the sense, because one deals with the Yotze Mitzrayim and one deals with the boy Ha'oretz. And he feels that that break will explain the two sections. Chazal, which says, Vayavdel Elokim ben Ha'oyo ven Ha'choshech, and there's Chazal, which says, Zeh Sefer Bamidbar, Mavdel between the Yotze Mitzrayim, which is the Oyo, and the boy Ha'oretz, which is the Choshech, Mitzrayim, that was before the Egel, so the whole idea of Matan Torah would have spread an enormous light over the whole Bria. It has differently, and our history has become a history of Oishach in the sense that we were not Zoicha to the Madrega of the Oya, which was intended for us when we went out of Mitzrayim. Yavdel Elokim ben Ha'oya ben Ha'choshech is Sefer Bamidbar. So we have more or less an idea of the six Sforim before we come to Vayhi Ben Soya. Sforim are called Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, then you have Vayhi Ben Soya, then you have Bamidbar B, and then Dvorim, six Sforim. Now what we want to know is, what does it mean, middle Sefer in Bamidbar? What is the meaning of Chazal when they say that it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai? Now I would assume, although I can't prove this, but that the word Sefer is related, is certainly formed from the Shoyrash Samach Pei Reish. Saper means to tell, so a character of a Sefer is something which tells a story. I don't mean that every Sefer is a fiction story, and there are not, but each one tells a story. A story, it seems to me, has to have a beginning and has to have an end, and has to have a structure. A philosophical treatise, if it's a scientific treatise, there has to be a coherent message which this written stuff has to convey to me if it's going to merit the Sefer. Now, in what sense is Vayhi Ben Soya in the Venucha Yoma a Sefer? What story is it telling us? So when you look at the psukim, the two psukim, what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu said? Vayivin soyah ha'orayin, vayomim Moshe, kumo Hashem, v'yofutsu oivecha, v'yonusu misanecha miponecha. Arise Hashem, v'kumo Hashem, v'yofutsu oivecha, your enemies will be scattered. Futsu oivecha, v'yonusu misanecha miponecha. Those that hate you are going to flee. That's what he said when they started traveling. In other words, apparently the implication is that we are up with enemies, and therefore we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to scatter them. Duchoyoma, and when they came back and settled, then it's not a question anymore of me there. Come to rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, among the tens of thousands of Shuva Hashem, Shuva Hashem, Rivavaz Alfei Yisrael. Okay, why is it a sefer? I haven't seen this anywhere, so I can only suggest it as being here. I can't guarantee to you that it's right, but I thought with you. I think that the subject, that sefer, is under distinction. Other six sefarim, which are all praises of the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is a little sefer which the Ribbono Shel Olam wrote as a shevach for Klal. This is a book whose subject is Klal. Instead of the other six sefarim, whose subject is the also Bamidbar, when we say the Oyer and the Choshech, is the form in which the Ribbono Shel Olam is revealed to us as Oyer in the Yetzer Mitzrayim, without with the absence of Oyer. This is a sefer which deals with Klal. Well, let's have a look. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Kuma Hashem v'yofutzu oivecha, your enemies. Who's talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam's enemies? We're talking about that people want to attack the Yidden as they're traveling through the Midbar. So they're the Jews' enemies. Why are they the Ribbono Shel Olam's enemies? Yonusu misanecha miponecha. Those that hate you should flee in front of you. Who's hating the Ribbono Shel Olam? Terrors is, what's the pshat in this pasuk? Pshat in this pasuk is that somebody who hates Yidden hates the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the biggest shevach which you say about Klal Yisrael. Say about Klal Yisrael that they embody within themselves the Hashroah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's who Yidden are. Yidden are the Am Hashem, Asher Bochabonu Mikol Amim. Ribbono Shel Olam chose us, and we are His people. He is manifest through His presence among us. Somebody who hates us automatically hates the Ribbono Shel Olam. What bigger shevach can there be that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, that Moshe Rabbeinu said when they started traveling? He said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kumu Hashem v'yofutzu oivecha. If we're going to meet enemies, then don't wash your hands of it, of us, and say, oh, well, let the Jews take care of it. No, they're your enemies. Why are they your enemies? Because we are you. Yondusu misanecha miponecha. There's no bigger shevach for Klal Yisrael. Ducho yama, when they settled, what did the Moshe Rabbeinu say? Tshuva Hashem, v'yofutzu alfei Yisrael. Find your rest among us. There's no place in this world where you would rather be than over here by your Yidden. We all remember the nice Medrash in Truma, where the Moshel of the Melech, whose daughter got different Medina, so when he wanted to go home, the Melech said, look, I can't part from my, I have to make a little room wherever you are, but Bakosha, have a little room and I'll stay there. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I can't part from my Torah. And hit the Mishkan. Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no place where the Ribbono Shel Olam can live along the river was Alfei Yisrael. So these two psukim are the Shevach. They tell the story of the relationship of Klal Yisrael, and that is what this Sefer is about. So if Sefer Bereishis is about Hakel HaGodol, and Shemois is Hakel HaGibor, and there's Hakel HaNoira, and Bamidbar is Oseh Mishpat Yosef Valmoda, and Bogim is Mishneh Torah, this little sefer is called the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's sefer. Looks kevayochel to the shvachim of Klal. That's a very, very moedig attach in this little sefer. Once we learn pshat in the sefer like that, once we learn pshat in Vayihi ben Soyah and in Venoma, that has the character of being a source, as a coherent subject. As a coherent subject, and the name of that subject is oneness, the unison, between Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, now we can learn differently than Rashi, that Rebbe in the Gemara in Shabbos agrees to the Tanakhama, She'ein Zoyma. But he holds that the mere fact that it's Ein Zoyma, it may taka have been better, would have been written in Bamidbar. But, Meiser, even at Leubim Koyma, that's no reason to put Simonim before and after. It is to tell us that it's a Sefer Bifnei. Now, if we ask ourselves, why is a Taka written Shulai Ben Koyim to Rebbe, not Stammer Tus written Shulai Ben Koyim, but the Sefer, the seventh Sefer in the Torah, called the Ribbono Shel Olam's Adoration of Klal Yisrael Keilu, why is that over here? If it's Shulai Ben Koyim, why is it over here? Oh, because the Gemara said, according to the first Shit, why is it Shulai Ben Koyim? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam put these two sentences? Let's say they're not a Sefer. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam put them here? Lashik ben Puronius le Puronius. Because in order to make a Hefsuk between two different Puronius, and the Rambam argue, you really know, those of you who learn Chumash Rashi, you'll understand various Puronius, how you could teach that. One Shetter Rashi has another Shetter. Lashik ben Puronius le Puronius. That is why they're over here. So, now we can lump shot in Leukos bin Tanakama and Rebbe, we can lump shot like this. The Rambam said, oh, it's Ein Zume Koyma, two psukim don't belong over here. Why were they put over here? The Hafsik ben Puronius with Puronius. Eilus or White Afka, these not clear according to the Tanakama. According to Rebbe, or is it clear? What are the two Nunim there? Two Nunim are there to make it a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. What did we Taina? That the content of the Sefer, subject of that Sefer, is the Ribbono Shel Olam's love of Klal Yisrael. A better thing to put Lahafsik ben Puron was, we could learn perhaps not like Rashi, not like the Pshat is that Rashi says Loi Min Hashem Huzeh means no, it's really Ben Koyma. Could be that Loi Min Hashem Huzeh means I'm minded that it's Shloi Ben Koyma, but I'm not satisfied with your Pshat that the reason why the two Nunim are there is to tell us that it's Shloi Ben Koyma, because we have other Pashas in the Torah which are also Shloi Ben Koyma, the way we would look at it, but there are always reasons for that. I say that the Nunim are there to tell us that it's a Sefer Bifnei Atzma. Once I know the nature of that Sefer Bifnei Atzma, once I know what that Sefer is all about, hoy, is that a good way to be Mafsik ben Puronius? That the Yidden did something wrong over here, and the Yidden did something wrong over here. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want to learn in the middle? That of the Yidden are my enemies, because Yidden and I belong together. That of Nucha Yama Shuva Hashem Rivas Afei Yisrael. No other place in this world which makes me feel at home except among Klal Yisrael. Others would be having the same shitta, Rama of the Braisim, that it's Oibim Koyma, except he has a Moyad Gezba. Why Dafka these psukim chosen to be put Shulagim Koyma? Why? Because they're a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. And what does the Sefer say? The Sefer says the one thing which will guarantee that the Hefsek between Puronius and Puronius will be an effective, beautiful shot, I think, maybe, and help us a little bit, coming Torah Yidden, to try and understand how the workings of the Chor to be Madrichas in our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam.